This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Chaos and violence on the streets of Venezuela's capital city. That's what it sounded like as a group of police officers firing rubber bullets are chased away by a larger group of rock-throwing protesters in Caracas. Opposition leader and U.S.-backed Juan Guaido taking to the streets Tuesday, declaring there was no turning back in his efforts to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Support for Guaido evident in Washington, D.C. That's where protesters chanted Venezuela Libre outside the Venezuelan embassy. President Donald Trump tweeting he stands with the Venezuelan people seeking freedom, urging Cuban troops and militia supporting Maduro to cease or risk the highest level of sanctions. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Tuesday, when asked whether the administration is considering intervening militarily, that the U.S. is watching events closely.
We want, as our principal objective, the peaceful transfer of power. But I will say again, as the president has said from the outset, and that Nicolas Maduro and those supporting him, particularly those who are not Venezuelan, should know, is all options are on the table.
Maduro responded from his Twitter account, maintaining he had nerves of steel and that the military was still loyal to him. Despite widespread food and medical shortages and a failing economy, the Maduro regime has clung to power with the support of most of the country's military. The White House said Tuesday President Trump is considering placing Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood on a U.S. list of foreign terrorist organizations. More on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.